Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Zoe Larson coming. Brought to you by the Vic Devonport.
Morning, Zoe. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Very well. Thank you. Very well. The Fridays come around again.
Fridays,
the weekends,
yeah,
come around again. Good time for performers. Good time for shows.
Indeed.
And you've got some guests in the studio with us?
Yes. Yes, I do. Welcome. I've got two amazing puppeteers from Paper Planes, a show that is on at the Basement currently. Welcome. Welcome.
Hello. Thank
Hi.
You very much.
Hi.
You guys want to introduce yourselves?
Yep. I'm Phoebe.
And I'm Tamara.
Now, when you say your puppeteers, does that mean you're different characters as well?
Yes.
Do you do the voices and stuff as well?
Yes, we do, yeah. So we both play a whole bunch of different...
Can you do some of your puppets' voices?
Yes, I can do... one of my characters is a Belarusian lady called Mrs. Withers.
Amazing.
I feel like I've got all animals, basically.
That's fine, animals are choice.
Yeah, I've got a good little whoop, whoop, whoop. You know.
Yeah.
I just said hi.
Amazing.
Amazing.
So as I guess actors on stage, you're almost puppets anyway. Do you think that like doing this play and like being an actual puppet is sort of like a cool kind of merge of two art forms? Or
yeah, totally. Yeah. I mean, well, kind of. I guess like you put your brain inside the little thing that you're puppeting, and
yeah,
that's kind of your character.
So cool.
Yeah.
Is that sort of like working two jobs at once?
Yeah.
Twice as hard.
Yeah. Should be getting paid double, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
So Paper Planes on at the Basement at the moment. So what can you tell us a little bit about the play? It's a girl, a bedroom, a dog, and puppets. How do they all come together?
Basically, sometimes. Yeah. So the play is about...
There's people out there that will be able to relate to that immediately.
Yeah.
A girlfriend, my dog, my puppets. What?
Exactly. It's all about Fran. It's all in Fran's bedroom. It's like one night inside Fran's head and all the crazy stuff that happens in there. Yeah, so pretty much everything is in her imagination.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and yeah. Fran is also pretty chronically depressed, so some weird stuff happens in
okay.
her brain. Yeah.
I think, I could be wrong, but I think I saw on social media that $10 of every show is going towards actors' mental health.
Yeah, well, that was for one show. That was actually our last night's show.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, but that money went to Whareke Hauora, which is an amazing organisation who support... people in the performing arts industry with mental health and well-being.
Wow.
So, yeah, you can still totes give them some money if you
that
want to.
That is so cool and
give
so important.
Very important, yeah, because we're pretty notoriously bad with our mental health in
yep.
this industry.
Yep, doing yeah. a show can be pretty intense.
Yeah,
yeah.
Totally.
That's great, guys. Yep. Awesome.
Yeah.
That's on tonight.
That's
it was on
yeah.
tomorrow.
I was going to say, when you go see it.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Tonight and tomorrow. Yeah, tonight. Only two shows left.
Yeah, so get in fast. Yeah. Awesome. 70 minutes long, starts at 6:30 p.m. So if you're in for a night of theatre, there's a wee plan that you can do. Paper Planes, 6:30, Basement Theatre. And then afterwards at Howick Little Theatre, there is a show called Eugenia. Also a quite heavy theme, but really, really amazing story. It's a New Zealand drama by a writer called Lorrae Parry. And it is inspired by a book about a true crime story about... an Italian immigrant moved to New Zealand in 1916 and was born a woman.
Shady times back then. That's, you know, that's sort of post... World War One? Yes. Middle
yeah.
of World War...
No, after. God. Oh, God.
After
I don't
God?
Know.
What?
Yeah.
Shady times, anyway, yeah. is what I'm saying. No, because, you know, not many people have electricity, for a start.
No.
Not
and
many people have phones. With
yeah.
your phone, you know, so when things, so when shady things happened, you only heard about, this is what I was thinking about this the other day, when shady things happened in that time of history, you heard about it from your neighbour, or it was the talk of the village, or
the town, or the
pub, you know what I mean? And then you'd have to, as far as investigating, it would take ages.
Ages and ages. Well,
there's no databases and stuff like that, or you know, America's...
No, and
top new
this,
killer or whatever
this play is so about this Italian immigrant moved to New Zealand and was born a woman but dressed as a man for 22 years.
Shady times.
Married
saying,
to a woman and then was accused
oh, yes,
of accused of murdering them. And so it's a yeah, kind of a good good story subject matter.
That's a good complicated story. Yeah.
But the good news is on at 8 p.m. so you can go to Paper Planes and then go and have your little dose of
that's awesome
stuff.
Yeah. Right, well, and so on. And of course, if you don't go out to theatre and you don't go out and see people perform, then not only are you letting them down, you're letting yourself down, basically.
Beautiful.
Right, guys?
Absolutely.
Right. Got that.
What's your favourite thing about working with puppets? let me ask you this. Do you puppets at home just for no reason at all, just to yourself?
Just in private. Not puppeteering.
Not to practice your puppeteering. Not so much to practice your home, your skills, but just because it's fun.
Just to kind of bring the home alive, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I feel like this is a kind of both.
I feel like it's going to be like, yeah, you have some, some interesting issues there, Mike, that you want to talk through.
Yeah, we talk about this
humble marionette.
No, I'm done with marionettes. Done with them. Complicated things. Yeah. Anyway, so.
Yeah, puppets are my favourite thing about puppeteering. I know it's been quite a different art form. We've kind of all come in to try something new in this show, which is really cool. A lot of people trying things that they haven't done before. So we have learned on the go. Learned on the go how to do puppeteering, and our director's gotten really crafty and made them all by hand.
Who's the director?
Cole Jenkins.
Cool.
Which he's been really great. He's super crafty. If you come in and you see our puppets all made by hand.
Oh my god.
So that has been a super fun part of actually doing the puppets.
Yeah.
Being hand on. Like we made
a lot of paper mache and
your big Mrs. Withers together.
Yeah.
And it was pretty crazy.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, well, good luck with the show, guys, and thank you very much for coming in.
Yeah,
and thank you very much, Zoe. All the best.
No worries. Thanks.
That was Stage Direction with Zoe Larson Cumming, brought to you by the Vic Devonport.